o'clock hour
of Wildian's House begins now.
Now, Tausch, I would like you to, because Jesse's getting roasted in the YouTube comments through no fault of his own.
What'd he do?
For this Michael Jordan topic. And it's not really his fault. I think it's the Catman's fault.
It's the Catman. Take that!
And it might actually be my fault, because I'm the one who sent that one to you, maybe. So, David Kaplan, who is one of our great teammates at ESPN Chicago, asked
the question. He's a topic creator.
He's
a topic creator.
He is. You're a top flight topic creator. He's better than you. He's like Hall of Fame level.
He's done it longer.
Oh, snap.
He's done it longer. He's done it longer.
Are you suggesting with your Miss AI pageant that you just don't have the longevity that he does, and you'll be in his league eventually? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying I'm going to be in his league. I'm not going to do this 50 years like Cap.
He does something after games. He does a little social digi only called the recap.
Yeah.
So maybe we need to, in order for you to compete, you need to do the old tease before every show in the morning.
Listen, man. I'm not saying I'm going to compete with him from a how much stuff I'm going to go do and all the, you know, sitting there grinding. I'm not going to say that. Grinding. But what I'm going to say, you just said idea-wise, I'll put my ideas up against Cap's all day.
Well, you stole one of his ideas for our show, so I don't know what that says, other than the fact that he asked if Jordan is clearly number one for Chicago sports. Like, no one else is Walter Payton. No one's there. His question was, could Caleb Williams, if he turns out to be who they are hoping he is...
Be number two. Yeah.
But... here's the problem with Wisconsin sports, because Jordan won 6 titles. He's the GOAT.
He's the GOAT.
Again, a little concerning. There it was again. Wisconsin doesn't have that clear-cut person, do they? Do we?
I believe...
I said Bart
Giannis,
Starr.
I'm saying if Giannis can steal a couple more chips with Dalla Dame and however this shakes out, I think he would elevate himself to the top. From a Packer fan standpoint, I don't know if you go with Lombardi as a coach. No, I don't know.
It's got to be a player who accomplishes
it. And I don't think Bart Starr, for as great as Bart Starr's career was, and legendary life, great.
Winner. You know,
championships, winner, philanthropist. Nobody is looking at Bart Starr as the greatest quarterback of all time. He's not even ahead of Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre as far as quarterback talent. He is as far as championships. But is anybody going to sit here and say Bart Starr talent-wise was better?
Well,
I don't think so.
He's from a different... he's Old Testament era, though. Like, I don't... like, if Bart Starr had grown up and played at Alabama in... 2003, like Rodgers played at Cal in 2003, who knows what kind of quarterback he'd have been, right? Like, he still was, for the way that quarterback position was played, he played it at a top flight level. Like, the game is just so different. Like, that's part of the problem. Like, I don't know, do you look at baseball, when you try to compare great baseball players or great NBA players, how much do you have to factor in how different the game is? Like, we talk all the time about entertain me with the NFL, right? They've done everything they can to make life easier for quarterbacks and offenses to put up points. So we don't know what Bart Starr, if he time traveled to today, would be like. I refuse to downgrade him because of the era when he played, when he could get cheap shotted all the time. There was no roughing the passer called frequently. Like, it's just a different era with a different style of football. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, obviously I agree with that, but was he ever universally renowned as being the guy in his era as the quarterback?
Well, let me see who the all-pro quarterbacks were during his career.
I'd have to ask Oatsy. Oatsy would have to chime in on that, but I don't think that's where he's at. So, just like Bill Russell, I'd say he's the Bill Russell of Wisconsin sports.
Okay.
championship
that's pretty good.
Leader, all of that. But I can't put him in the same breath as Michael Jordan when it comes to that. And I think your initial instincts are probably right. There might not be one. But I think when you look at it as far as who is that person, is Hank Aaron considered a Wisconsin cat with all of his time? If he is, then I think he's your answer to this question. Because many people view him as one of the GOATs in the history of baseball. So I think that would probably be my answer, even though it is Old Testament, and I know that's not sexy, but that's where my head would be at.
So Hank Aaron played for the Milwaukee Braves from 1954 to 1965. And then the franchise moved to Atlanta, and he played for the Atlanta Braves from 66 through 74. Came back to the Brewers in 75 and 76. So is that enough of his career? Like, he broke Babe Ruth's record in Atlanta, not here.
He did.
So the franchise moving makes that a little more complicated.
Yeah, I think Giannis is positioned to be that.
I think you're palming this.
No, I'm not. Yeah. He's the greatest Buck ever already. He's the greatest Buck ever. But he needs more. He's going to need more pelts on the wall than what he's got in order to be in
The question was not who's the greatest Buck, or it's who's the Michael Jordan.
I agree.
And we don't have. I don't think we have one. New England, Boston. Can argue Tom Brady, right? Without question. But that's part of being a Michael Jordan-type player, is that there aren't many of them. There aren't 50. There's not one for every state. We can do Mount Rushmore is all we want for every state. Can't do that with Michael Jordans. There's just not enough of them. So maybe you're right. Maybe
I think Vince Lombardi would be the, from a Packer standpoint,
how can you
even
do
more
it with
so
a coach? How can
I'm
you
just
do with
telling
a coach?
You, he's viewed as the GOAT of coaches, right along with Belichick. Like, it's rarefied air, and I think Wisconsin does have people that are qualified for it. But it's because Jordan is so elevated, it does make it tough because there's not really a comp. But if you're going to go comp adjacent, I think I'm going to put Vinny, my cousin Vinny, in there. That's what I think.
Vinny Vitrano?
No, my cousin Vinny Lombardi.
I don't know if anyone in the history of the planet has ever called Vince Lombardi Vinny until you just did. Okay. Well, so congratulations.
Vincent J. Lombardi is my...
Is his middle initial J, or is that the...
Super professional and boom, Vincent J. Lombardi would be the Michael Jordan of Wisconsin sports.
All right.
He's renowned as the GOAT. Well, championships, all the stuff that we talk about, he would be that person in Wisconsin sports history that fits that mold the closest.
Well, I am curious to see what our fans think. 844-770-3776 is the talk and text line. I can tell you this, when it comes to injury lawyers, I know who the GOAT is, I know who the Jordan is for Wisconsin, and that is David Gruber. Now, he's a big Bucks guy, so I don't know if he wants to be compared to Jordan or maybe Giannis, the greatest Buck. All I know is if you've been injured in an accident, there's only one call to make. One call, that's all. And that's the David and Gruber Law Offices. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Or check out the website, gruber-law.com. We'll get to some of your texts next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Our teammates in Beaver Dam is Wade Bates.
Wade Bates!
Who is a great dude. Like, he's one of are really talented people. He's been in the business a long time. I remember when he was with some other radio stations before ours, and he would cover the Packers. I really liked him. Past tense. Just got a message from him. My daughter won the lottery for Taylor Swift tickets, and we have 4 tickets to the November 2nd show at Indy. I was prepared to spend $2,500 for my ticket, but I got lucky. A friend also got tickets, but her husband is a college hockey coach, and he has a game, so I got the 5th ticket for face value.
Nice.
So I'll be sitting with 3 women in a different part of the stadium than my kids. Again, was this supposed to make me feel better?
Yeah, there's hope.
This feels Wade's like a humble brag to me.
No.
Yeah.
Good on you, Wade.
He's rubbing it.
Good on you, Wade.
Okay. I'm irritated with him now. But be that as it may, I don't like being jealous.
It's a flex.
I think jealousy is a really bad look, and I am jealous now. Well, I am big time jealous. Well, how can
don't
you
be
not
jealous.
Be? He is his kids are gonna his daughters are getting to do what our daughters would like to do, and I'm jelly of him. And it is a flex. I mean,
you know, it's the comparison is the thief of joy. Probably shouldn't be doing that.
I'd rather steal his tickets. So, Jesse, what is the text line telling us about this Michael Jordan topic that may or may not be great or absolutely horrible based on how things have played out?
Matt Coonan, who's a Hall of Fame in the running candidate.
If Matt Coonan's not in the Hall of Fame, something's wrong.
If we're looking for a GOAT in their respective Wisconsin sport, the Michael Jordan of Wisconsin sports is Ron Dane.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one. It is.
What's the case against him, then?
I don't know. It's tough. That's a tough one. I think you might be right.
So all right, we just spent time talking about all these guys who succeeded in the pros, right? Vincent or Vinny Lombardi among them.
Oh, Vincent.
Does it not ding him that he did not parlay his Heisman Trophy winning legendary college status into a productive NFL career? Like, there's no denying his goatness in college. But if we're really putting him in the Michael Jordan category, Michael Jordan hit the game-winning shot in the national championship game of the NCAA tournament.
Ron Dane's college career is much better than Jordan's. Much better.
Couple of Rose Bowl titles.
Yeah.
Made you look good at right tackle.
Yep.
A pretty big accomplishment.
All-time leading rusher in the history of the college game. So,
if you include his bowl totals, because they always don't, and so he doesn't have that title, right?
No, is. I mean, that's
he should be.
That's all conjecture. Yeah, Ron Dane's a really good answer to this.
Yeah, I would agree.
Remember, the problem you have, and this is why Cap is a genius, he knows there's no other Jordans other than Tom Brady. No, there's not. You have
to
separate.
Well, right, because his question wasn't anything. It was really who's number two.
You got to separate these things.
Keep them separated.
That doesn't mean don't try to act like Ron Dane is Michael Jordan when it comes to pro, because then you're just looking like a fool. But Ron Dane, as far as collegiate football players go, he's in that GOAT conversation with, you know, a lot of other people.
Okay.
Charles in Brookfield. Your clear-cut number one Wisconsin star is Hank Aaron, hands down.
Yeah, I'm with Charles. If the Braves never leave, we're not having this conversation. But the Braves did leave, and he played 10 seasons in Atlanta.
Hot Atlanta.
That's the only reason why there's even an opening for that. Otherwise, I agree, okay. Charles. I'm with you. But he broke Babe Ruth's record playing for the Atlanta Braves. I wish they had never left. That had nothing to do with him. But it does change the dynamic. What do we do with LeBron James? Who's he the Michael Jordan of? Is he the Michael Jordan of Ohio?
Yeah, he's Ohio. He's Ohio.
He did get them that
Definitely
title.
Definitely not Miami. Not Miami.
Not one, not two. Jim on the South Side, Bart Starr's talent and winning are comparable to Brady's. I agree. Now, again, Brady was not the most talented quarterback to play the position of his era either.
But he's
the winningest.
Agreed.
Winningest.
Yeah.
So I got poo-pooed for that, but I'd like you to rescind your poo-poo.
No, I mean, listen, Bart Starr's resume is good. Not arguing that.
His better than Dane's? Better than Dane's.
I just don't think there was ever a time that people looked at Bart Starr as the GOAT during his era at quarterback. I think he was a victim of Vince Lombardi and the great players and system that they were in. That's what I think. Now, am I wrong? I very well could be. I didn't live that era.
Okay. Let's get a couple more texts and then we'll move on. Jeff and Monroe, how about Mark Johnson, NCAA champ, Olympic champ, pro hockey player?
Pretty good run.
Mark Johnson being part of the Miracle on Ice, not just part, but a critical, critical part of the Miracle on Ice team and the win over the Soviets. Yeah, but again, this is the problem with comparing anyone to Jordan. Other than Brady, who else is even in a conversation at all? Regardless of where they are. That's why Cap's question was, can Caleb Williams get to number two? He didn't ask, could Caleb Williams get to number one? Because the Bears ain't winning seven titles during Caleb Williams' time as the quarterback.
Let me tell you something. If Caleb Williams wins two championships and the Bears have a run where they catch back up to the Green Bay Packers, there will be some that we're going to look back and say, well, Jordan was good. I didn't see him play. I don't know. LeBron did this. I don't know. Jordan is going to always have that up here.
Mystique.
But
yep.
Time marches on, man. And if Caleb Williams does what people think he might, and if he can get two in Chicago, there'll be people calling Cap and Hood, and they'll be saying, yeah, no, Caleb's ahead of him. Football's a bigger deal than hoops.
All right, last one for now, and we'll circle back on this. But Hank Aaron, this is from Daniel the Landscaper. Hank Aaron is the GOAT of Wisconsin sports.
Again, Daniel the Landscaper's up this game, by the way. Got a lot of people
Hall
up
of
in
Famer.
Their game.
Hall of Famer?
No, I don't think he's ready for that yet, but he's up in his game. Tucker, up in his game. We got a lot. Matt in West Bend, up in his game. There's a Matt somewhere else that's up this game. And, of course, Coondog, I think, is looking at saying, I got to up my game. Which I like. I like that a lot.
Gotta do more than just text the show. Hank Aaron is the GOAT of Wisconsin sports.
He did a Saved by the Bell trivia, and he called in.
I wasn't saying Coonan specifically, but all these people who are up in their games. This is not the Hall
Didn't
of Very
Tucker
Good,
call in
as
too?
I may have mentioned yesterday.
Didn't Tucker call in, too? Didn't he need a trivia contestant?
He did. I'm getting the sense.
What are you poo-pooing Tucker for?
I'm not poo-pooing Tucker.
No, you
Every time
poo-poo
I say...
Tuck.
Hall of Very Good, you say I'm poo-pooing people. Do you not want this to be an exclusive come? We can just let everybody come in.
Hey, everybody, Jason, yay! I do, but I'm also...
The
Wilden
Tosh
I
Hall of Fame,
was,
795 members a year.
That are up in their game, which I love. That's all I said.
Back to Daniel the Landscaper. Hank Aaron is the GOAT of Wisconsin sports, but Aaron Rodgers... should be a very close second. If Giannis gets another title, he will surpass Rodgers and possibly Hank.
How's Rodgers ahead of Starr or Favre though?
If we have to say who you just dinged Bart Starr for not being the most talented quarterback. Brett Favre had a great
ding him.
You did.
I didn't ding him.
You dinged
him. How many MVPs did Bart have?
One, and he finished second twice.
That's good. It's real good.
Thank you.
Educate me.
That's what
Educate
I'm here for.
Me.
Not to defend you, of course, because that would be wrong. But if you had to choose, you played with both. You never liked this question. Mm-hmm. But if I'm asking you which one of them was more talented, which one was better... I'm not talking about who won more. I'm talking about who is the better player of the quarterback position. Mm-hmm. Aren't you picking Rodgers?
Brooks Bollinger. I always go with
You're such
Bollinger.
I know you do. That's funny. Yeah.
Good answer, too. I got his toiletry kit. Anybody looking for some three-year-old toothpaste, Brooks Bollinger style? Hey, I'm gonna give that to you to go put up on Facebook Marketplace. See what you can get.
Can he sign it first?
Maybe. I don't know when I'll see him again. But toothpaste, I think he's got maybe some kind of
Hair gel? Yeah.
Hair pomade. Gel. Maybe some contact lens solution. That stuff's all gold. Does that make more than your hangers?
Those hangers sold pretty well. I've sold three different sets now. We've sold the wood ones, the metal ones, and then kid size ones.
You got your own little orchestra. Your woodwind.
I think we're out of musical instruments now as well. We sold the last guitar today. All right, so we all agree that this is a hard exercise, and maybe some think it's a pointless exercise. You dodged the Rodgers Favre question. Who was more talented?
No,
you said Brooks Bollinger.
I've always said.
Yeah.
Who was more talented? The thing, Aaron Rodgers is more talented than Brett. That's my answer.
Thank you. I didn't mean to be silent there. I didn't realize you'd actually answer it. I was surprised by that outcome. What will not surprise me?
I've said if you're looking for a CEO, you're going to take Aaron Rodgers all day, every day, over Brett.
Okay. What are you looking for if you're going to take Brett? If you're looking for a blank, you're going to take Brett Favre.
That's a good question. I'd have to think on that. I'm just saying CEO as far as, like, I'm not going to make mistakes. We're going to go by the numbers. We're going to, you know, this is what we do. Brett, it was more, if you're looking for entertainment.
Improvisation.
You want to be entertained? A little more freewheeling?
Well.
That's four.
It may be a tough answer, tough question for Tausch to answer when it comes to his two quarterbacks he played with. When you ask him about beer, it's not a tough question at all. The Michael Jordan of beer when it comes there to Mark Tauscher is Coors Light.
Yes, it is. Brewed with a three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so it's made to chill, and it's born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado. In 1978, Coors Light's refreshing. It's crisp. It's only 102 calories. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company. Golden, Colorado.
I traded text messages with one of the greatest players in Packers history yesterday. I didn't like the responses.
Ooh.
I'll tell you who it was.
This is a tease. Oh, wow.
Who is it? It could be anybody.
I'll tell you who it was. Tausch knows who it was. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
It's a new era for Wisconsin sports.
Molly Brown brings some class to this show.
Yep.
Some sports knowledge to this show.
You're welcome.
Molly.
Thank you, Molly.
It's Jim, Matt, and Molly from 4 to 6, starting July 15th on 100.5 ESPN.
So Tausch made a decree that he was done booking guests, and then he has to continue to keep booking guests.
I love it.
I try to contribute to that process.
You do.
I got Jana.
Yeah, that's true. Well, actually, Jana got Jana.
Yeah, that's true. 11:15, by the way, she's going to call back.
I look forward to that. But Devontae Adams has been doing a bunch of media. And so I get a text from Old T saying, hey, old boy. So I reached out to Devontae, and we have a great relationship. I miss him. He was great for us, and he was a great player here. So it would be helpful to those of us who try to do our jobs well if he was still here, but he's not. But we have remained in touch. I really like him, and I think he likes me, too. Unfortunately, he is
good. What time is he coming on the show, then?
Well, so what I ran into, without putting his business out on the street, is that I would just say this, that Netflix, with the Receiver series, which is that? Has that dropped?
Watch that. It has dropped. I'm going to watch that. I think that'll be good.
Yeah, me too, because it's Devontae. I don't think I would watch it if it was someone else who I'm not as connected to. But let's just say that...
What if it was Alan Lazard? Would you watch it if it was Alan Lazard?
No. I mean, maybe.
Okay,
but
which Packer wideout do you want to see on wide receiver?
Romeo Doubs, same guy.
That's what some have said. So others have said the most even-keeled player that Jason Wilde has ever covered.
After 6 weeks, you said that, yeah.
It stands. Nothing has changed there, and that maybe is why people underestimate him, because he's not flamboyant. But I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out the guys they've got. I'm trying to get to a better feel for who's the most interesting.
I want to see C. Watt on there. I think he'd bring it. I think
no one calls him that.
I don't care. I do.
Madden cover boy, Christian Watson. But there have been characters certainly at the position. Devontae Adams, I'm definitely interested. I will make the effort to actually open up Netflix and watch it. But
You're pretty busy.
I am, being the greatest parent in history, yeah, with the greatest kids, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You watched all the NHL Perfect. Hockey and Johnny Perfect.
Yeah, I went to a baseball all-star game last night. I'm out there, baby.
Yeah, that's what we heard.
I would say this. Netflix has incentivized Devontae Adams to make these appearances. I don't know if I can incentivize him joining us enough. He's got a few things going on right now, including his wife, who's going to be giving birth to their third child any day here. So they are the Adams family. I will continue to effort, but I'm not going to make any promises.
He had time for Kay Adams.
You told me. Yeah, it's probably
the question.
Adams, yeah, he was,
well, they're related.
Kay Adams.
Adams family.
If only he had been Devontae Tauscher, we might have had a shot at getting him. But here's the thing, and this is the question I would ask him if he's on. If he got a do-over, is he doing anything differently?
Yeah, he's staying in Green Bay.
Like, is he sitting out the practices before the 21 season to get the extension he should have gotten? Because he did the nice guy thing and played out his season and ended up getting franchise tag, traded, etc. Is he pushing to go to Vegas when Vegas was basically less than a year of him getting to play with his college quarterback before he was dumped? Now he's playing with Jesse's guy, Aiden O'Connell, and Jimmy G last year. Is Aiden O'Connell their starting quarterback this year, Jesse, as the resident Las Vegas Raiders fan on the panel?
It would appear that he is the incumbent as we speak, yes.
I mean, and then he goes on Max Crosby's podcast, his teammate with the Raiders, and basically admits that he didn't think, as we all knew, by the way, he didn't hide it very well, he didn't think Jordan Love was going to turn out to be as good as he is.
Correct.
So now, those are all different mileposts in the regrets I have a few journey for him. I don't think he's concerned. He handled every question I ever asked him. But he knows that question's coming from me. There's no doubt about that question. And I would love to know if he answered it 100% truthfully, what he would say.
No, he'd lie.
Because he can't. Right. He can't say. He can't say
that's
playing
an
for the
MLS.
Raiders. Yeah, I really screwed this
that's
up.
That's an MLS.
Must lie
yeah,
situation.
It's a total MLSer.
Yeah.
There you go.
So be his spokesman. What do you think? If you could be the narrator.
Yeah, I screwed up, man. Yeah, I'll interpret it. Yeah, I screwed up. I didn't know, where the Packers didn't treat me the way I felt like I deserved. Had they done that, I would not have had a decision to make. And I made the wrong decision. I underestimated what the Packers organization and their approach on quarterbacks was going to do for Jordan Love. And I really wish I was back in Titletown playing with Jay Love. But I'm not. So I'll make the best of this situation. That's where I'm at.
Yeah. Jason. Yeah. I think from a life balance perspective, I think he's really happy. In our
I'm
subsequent
sure
exchanges. Like, I think you know, he's closer to his family, and I think they love it out there. It's not, it certainly isn't Green Bay, but he has no interest in coming back, despite Josh Jacobs' recruitment of him. I don't think he's going to be a Jet either. Doesn't matter that Aaron Rodgers is allegedly in his ear. But I think from a life perspective, he's really happy.
Well, maybe he's in his ear about getting him out to Vegas.
Yeah.
We didn't, you maybe start looking at it from he's in his ear. It doesn't mean he's pulling him out.
Yeah. I didn't think of it that way.
Let me tell you something. If you don't think old boy's irritated with that organization right now,
oh,
I know he's
I know
out
he
at
is.
Tahoe.
Uh-huh.
He ain't happy. Now, I think he's too in. I don't think he could pull enough strings.
He's in too
but
deep.
But that's a scenario to watch. Because he's done. He doesn't have any more guaranteed money after this year with New York.
He could do the Brett Favre retirement thing that Favre did in New York after this season and find his way somewhere
off,
else.
No, because the Jets will clean house and they're going to say, yeah, we've had enough of you doing this.
Yep.
And Devontae could go to old boy out in Las Vegas and say, you know what, man, let's give this thing a run. We got Aiden Blanken O'Connell. Okay? We got Aiden Blanken O'Connell. Okay? Let's give this thing a run. You got no state income tax out there. It makes too much sense. Just watch. I think you looked at that the wrong way.
Okay. Thank you.
What's wrong with Aiden Blanken O'Connell?
There's nothing wrong with him. But is he Blanken Rodgers? No, he's not.
Let's play trivia.
Aaron Blanken Rodgers, just for everybody that's probably wondering what the heck I'm talking about, which seems to be you two as well.
No, I know what you're talking about. Jesse, you, let me just say this. I don't know about the cat man, but the flip you just made on the Rodgers-Adams thing was fantastic. It was really good. Well done.
It would have been a great point for you to follow up on your call or text and ask, because, matter of fact, do that quick little follow-up and see what he says.
Okay.
That's interesting.
I'll do that in the commercial break, and he won't respond now after our back and forth yesterday and me begging him to come on the show. All right, let's play trivia. Jesse, what's today's category? What caller do you want?
It's pirate trivia, naturally, with the Pirates playing the Brewers. Big rubber game of the three-game set this afternoon. But it's not your traditional pirate trivia like we've done before. Today's category, ships ahoy. Questions about famous ships related to pirates. You'll enjoy this.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm looking ahead. Tausch has two of the three questions
he
on
does.
Pirate trivia.
No, it's a great idea.
That is not a good idea.
You know it's a great idea.
You know what I think? I think Jesse should do all three questions.
No,
and we get to play
come
along.
On.
I'll do one. I'll do one. I'm not doing three pirate voices. I don't have the voice for that. I got a coach this weekend.
You don't have the voice for one of them.
Let's all take one, then. Jason, you want to
do
it. I know you want to. Let's all do one.
Yar, I sure do. All right. Why do you want caller 17? Devontae Adams?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a, that seems
what
like
number
more...
is that kid for Pittsburgh that's pitching that wanted to meet Uke and he's dating an old girl? He's
Skeens.
A big star in the...
Yeah, Skeens. I don't know what number he wears. I don't know. Sorry to say.
Well, just guess. That's what you do with numbers.
17.
Guess.
Same number as Kurt Warner with the Giants. Caller 17, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. We'll play trivia next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Wisconsin's all-time sack leader is finally a Hall of Famer.
Dalla led the big can, always revved up to come off that corner.
Congratulations to ESPN Madison's Tarek Sala, proud member of the UW Athletic Hall of Fame Class of 2024.
Jesse, what the hell does this text message mean?
What?
So our contestant is...
Ah,
Our contestant for trivia is Mark in New Berlin, not the Mark in New Berlin. It's a first-time contestant. What is that? What does that mean?
That's an old Scalzo and Brust reference. And by the way, I recall it was Max's favorite quote-unquote character was Mark in New Berlin. Because he would call, as Rodgers is winning MVPs, that this was a disaster and they should turn the reins over to Jordan Love. And we're all sitting there like, you're a moron. You don't know what the heck you're talking about. And as two seasons unfolded, Mark in New Berlin was way ahead of the game. Way ahead of the game.
So when far.
In 2022, 2021, we were all correct in your assessment.
Okay.
But he saw something. I don't know what Mark in Berlin saw. I don't. But
I don't know either. He was in Germany then.
New Berlin, which is not Berlin.
Tear down this wall. All right.
But, Jason, when someone makes bold predictions that are ridiculed unanimously, and then a year or two later turns out that he was 100% correct, oh, not 100%, 80% correct, you got to give more. No. And the point on this whole thing, to bring it all back around, this isn't even the guy.
Nope.
That's doing the trivia.
This is the other Mark in New Berlin.
Again, can we just be honest about this? We're giving him credit.
He was right, though,
no,
Jason.
No, Mark in New Berlin and Mark in New and Berlin, yeah, both felt the same thing. And that was they hated Aaron Rodgers. They were fed up with him. He was
this
tired.
This guy, he didn't like Aaron Rodgers, but it was more of a love affair with Jordan Love.
Yeah, but
it was.
Okay, I'm not going to do this.
Jason,
we're going to play trivia.
I listened to the show when he'd call in, and Max and his other hockey buddy would sit there, and they thought, this guy's crazy. He's crazy.
Again.
And it's not even the guy. Why are we doing this now? It's not even the guy.
Because that's the text Jesse sent. If he'd just said Mark in New Berlin.
I asked
him what the hell the text message meant. I regret that decision. Let's welcome in. This guy has now been termed the other Mark in New Berlin, which by no fault of his own, he's now cast as some sort of.
Why don't we just call him Mark in Berlin New? Like in parentheses.
Guten Morgen, Mark, ja. Wie geht's dir?
Arg.
And now we have German pirates. We really got this rolling.
Oh, boy. What sea is that over there? Is the Black Sea? What's the waterfront over there?
Little Muskego Lake.
All right, Mark, welcome to the show. I'm sorry for whatever this was.
Can I ask Mark one question before we play trivia?
If you would have just let me, I was going to give you the floor, Pirate Jesse.
Trying to get the voyage going here.
Get to it, Long Windy.
What instrument do pirates love to play in music class, Mark?
Arg, I don't know.
It's the guitar.
That's not bad. Jason, don't be so poo-poo. You're way too poo-poo-y this morning.
Mark, do you have something to add?
I did call into Scalzo and Brust one time and dirt. Deemed myself the sane Mark in New Berlin, but I guess that didn't turn out to be totally correct with his Rodgers.
So, Mark, I'm telling you, Jason is getting mad. I can see his face getting flushed. Mark, the other Mark in New Berlin.
Wait, I thought this was the other Mark
gotta give
in New
some
Berlin.
Props. The other Mark. This is the other Mark.
The other Mark.
Yeah, I agree. I deem myself the sane Mark in New Berlin, but he turned out right. He was right.
All right. Let's let Jordan Love win four more MVPs in a Super Bowl first before we're crowning
somebody's,
him. It's not that, and I'm not defending the other guy either. If the guy who didn't draft him think he was ready to be the starting quarterback, then
no,
you have to
didn't.
Acknowledge
but
that
Mark
neither
New
did
Berlin
Mark in New
did.
Berlin.
Jason, but that's the beauty. Mark in New Berlin did.
No, he didn't know. No. He was a contrarian who turned out
Josh
to be
DiMaggio
right.
Josh DiMaggio could tell you that he did. He did.
Based
All
on
right,
his
Mark,
extensive
am I doing the
viewing.
First question, or what are we doing here? I don't think Mark and the other sane Mark in New Berlin is... No, I don't know. Am I going here, or who's doing this one, Jason?
Lead it. Do you want to go first, or you want to get some prep time
I'm
to lead
nervous
on?
About this. Mark, I'm going to tell you right now, you know my pirate voice stinks. I'm not sure which accent this is going to go with, but here we go. A shiver me timbers! Also a sharing its name with the iconic Skull and Bones pirate flag. What is the name of Captain Hook's ship in Peter Pan? Is it
the Leprechaun?
The Jolly Roger? The Jules Verne or the Jelly Roll?
I'm going to go with the Jolly Roger.
The Jules Verne?
Why'd you go Italian this time?
I was so... I did not want to be Irish that I think I went overboard.
Overboard! Good one!
Thanks.
Thanks. All right, you got that one right, Mark. Question two. Ahoy, scallywags! As popularized in the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise, what be the name of the legendary ship belonging to the dreaded pirate Davy Jones and its crew of doomed souls? Was it the Roaring Angler, the Flying Dutchman, or the Raging Beast?
Flying Dutchman.
This Mark in New Berlin knows pirates like Mark in New Berlin knew Jordan Love. Question three,
God,
Jesse.
Anytime I hear Flying Dutchman, it just brings back bad memories.
Why?
Oosberg.
They
gave you the Dutch oven.
Mark in New Berlin, question three. Land ho! Of the three ships Christopher Columbus used for his maiden voyage to the New World, which is the only one famously known by its actual original name? Is it the Nina, the Pinta, or the Santa Maria?
Total guess. Santa Maria.
This be a doozy.
Look at Mark.
But he got it.
Look at Mark.
Wow. Now
what
who's the
day.
Other Mark? Mark, you're 3 for 3.
You're a first-time caller. Wow.
And a first-time contestant. A perfect score. We'll see if you close it out to make it a perfect visit with us. We'll see if you do that or not. But you got all three right. That means you got 4 entries into Friday's drawing. That's tomorrow. Thanks for playing, buddy. We appreciate you.
Mark, can I ask you one more question before you go?
you sure can.
Why don't pirates get hungry when shipwrecked on an island?
Ooh. I don't know.
Because of all the sandwiches there.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you guys. Look at that. Mark out.
Perfect call.
Yeah.
Perfect call.
Really
perfect
good call.
Perfect call.
He hung on and didn't get irritated with our stupidity. He got the really good call. That might be a Hall of Fame trivia contestant right there.
You can take that to the bank. It's a Hall of Fame start for him. We'll see what he can do in future appearances on the program. But if you're taking it to the bank, you're taking it to Associated Bank. What do they have? They've got great customer service. J.D. Power just awarded them another retail banking service award. They've got early pay. You can get access to your money up to 2 days early if you have direct deposit from your job at Associated Bank. And, of course, they've got Packers checking where you get your Packers debit MasterCard and a discount at the Packers Pro Shop. So go to AssociatedBank.com and find out more. The 11 o'clock hour, which will include a scheduled visit from Jana in Pittsburgh, which I don't know if anyone else that listens to the show is as excited as we are about her appearance, but we are very excited about her appearance. And we will kick off the 11 o'clock hour in 2 minutes. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.